1 and get ready for good health, success, prosperity, and financial blessings to be released into your life.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson. Don't touch that dial. I'm coming to you with a powerful, powerful broadcast today and a special invitation to invite you to a miracle crusade that will literally change the atmosphere of your home, because you will be calling in to this prophetic revival on tomorrow night. And the Holy Ghost has spoken. The wall that is before you shall come down. The power of God is releasing the breaker to bring the breakthrough. And you are going to see that the power of God has moved for you one more time. The Lord would speak unto thee and say, I know the battle has been rough. I know that there has been big demonic attacks and big demon forces. There have been times when it has felt like you have literally been on a literal battlefield. Times that you've said, Lord, I've tried with everything I have in me to try, and it still seems as though I'm at the end of my rope. But the Lord would speak unto thee and say, don't believe the lies of the enemy. First of all, I didn't say that the enemy wouldn't come after you. I said he'll come at you one way and flee from you seven different ways. I didn't say that there would not be opposition, saith the Lord, or even that the enemy would not try everything he could to come against you in every way possible. But what I did say, saith the Lord, is that you will not need to fight this battle. But the battle is mine and not yours, saith the Lord. You've gotten too worried and too in the natural. You've let the spirit of the world overtake your faith. And it's time to break loose, saith the Lord. And that's why I am releasing the breaker, the anointing of the breaker, to tear down that which is in front of you and make a way out of no way. Say not that you can't do it. Say, yes, Lord. I am here on this Friday afternoon to tell you that if you need a supernatural breakthrough and you need the anointing of the breaker to break the yoke that has you bound up and your family bound in debt, in demonic attacks and poverty, if you need that spiritual breakthrough, you must be a part of church by phone tomorrow night. Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are in the midst of a Holy Ghost outpouring where people are calling in from all over. All you have to do to talk to the double portion prophetic action team of Apostle Broadnax and the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson is call area code 318-754-0001. That takes you into the prayer chamber. Once you're in the prayer chamber, you press star 5 on your telephone keypad. That raises your hand for prayer. Let me tell you that one word from God can change your life. Join us in the prayer chamber. Apostle is there in Alexandria. I am in my home in Canada, and people are calling into the prayer chamber from all across America and tuning in on social media from around the world. Pastors are telling their members. Families are telling other family members. Friends are telling their friends. People are spreading the good news that there is a miracle explosion that's happening, that your faith can be built up, that somebody that believes can take the time and pray the prayer of faith. I believe with all of my heart, all of my mind, and all of my being that on tomorrow night, the 13th of February, Saturday, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, there's going to be a Holy Ghost shaking, and the breaker is going to go ahead of you, and every demonic force, every witchcraft force, every poverty, every demonic force against you, your ministry, your family is going to be pushed and broken out of the way by the anointing of the breaker. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you must be a part of church by phone. For one service will literally change your destiny, saith the Lord. Neighbor, I'm thinking of different people that have called in from different parts of the country. People have called in where their parents have had heart attacks and God has brought them through and brought them out. They've called in to have me pray for friends that have had a stroke and God bring them right out of the hospital after prayer. People have called in with cancer in their body. Doctors said they had cancer. Going back to figure out what approach to take. And when they're tested again, no cancer. We have seen people call in that needed homes, and people are receiving those homes. Miracles are happening. They've called in about vehicles that they're driving now that they weren't driving before. There's one breakthrough after the other, one miracle after the other. Now, what is it that you need God to do? Does it feel like you're in the fight of your life on your job? Is the enemy trying to tell you that they're going to drive you out, or maybe you should just quit? No. The Lord would speak unto thee and say, stand still, for I have not forgotten you. And I will bring the miracle breakthrough, saith the Lord. And thou shalt know that I have not forgotten any word that I've promised at any time. There is absolutely nothing that is too hard for me to do, saith the Lord. Get up! Press your way! Just get to your telephone tomorrow night and watch what God does for you. I am excited. Backsliders are coming to the Lord. Decisions are being reversed in the courts. Prison doors have opened. Marriages have come back together. Finances have been released. Anointing has been restored. Faith has been restored. Miracles are happening. And you still have time to be a part of church by phone. And it's not just a prayer line. It is a prophetic word line. And every single night that we are in the prayer chamber, all manner of miracles take place. If you need a right now breakthrough, if you're tired of looking at a wall or a demon in front of you that you just can't break through, the anointing of the breaker is going ahead of you tomorrow night. And you will see now favor for now miracles. It's all happening Saturday, February the 13th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call into the prayer chamber at 318-754-0001. Once you are in the prayer chamber, you press star 5 on your telephone keypad. That raises your hand in the computer and in the phone system. Apostle is there in the headquarters in Alexandria, and I'm in Canada. But you will be talking to not one but two prophetic voices that will agree together and believe God for your breakthrough. That is tomorrow night, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Call 318-754-0001 and press star 5 on your telephone keypad to put your hand up for prayer. God bless you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program. And we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Welcome to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria. And now, Pastor Reginald Jackson.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries. I am Pastor Reginald Jackson. I thank God for all of you that are tuning in from near and far to join me in the word and prayer today. We will be praying with those of you who will call in later on. In about 15 minutes, need your phone number. Thank God for all of you that are listening today, and I'm just blessed to be able to come on the radio and share the word of God with you today. Let's go into prayer. Lord God, we just humble ourselves in your sight, and we thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord God, for your protection. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for divine guidance. Thank you, Lord, for all things in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way in our hearts and our souls. Let this word be fruitful in us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. It's just a blessing to be on. That number to call in about 15 minutes is 318-485-2500. And if you're out of the area, that number is 877-464-2500. Thank God for all of you today. I want to talk about a good tree today out of the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 43 through 48, I believe it is. Excuse me. 43 through 46. Every good tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns and thistles men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Oh, I just thank God for this word. I started speaking on this word this morning on Facebook. I just want to continue today. A good man is a man that is filled with the Spirit of God, and his heart is filled with the fruit of the Spirit of God. So therefore, you are a good tree. In the natural, if you plant an orange tree, you plant one seed. And when that tree comes up, you don't look for one orange, but you look for much fruit. And God is looking for much fruit from his people, doing the things that he has called us to do, walking in the fruit of his Spirit, which is love. Excuse me. Jesus walked in love. He loved everybody. He didn't come to this earth to save or to take back to heaven those that were already saved. But he said, I came not for the righteous, but to call sinners unto repentance. And a lot of us that are so-called in the church have it backwards. We look down on those who are not saved. We act as if we got it all together. We have arrived, and yet they are nothing in our sight. It's a Pharisaical spirit. It's the spirit of a scribe who thinks that they got it all. We know the law, but you've forgotten about compassion. You've forgotten about love. You've forgotten about patience, because one day you had to be saved. So we should never act like we've never done anything. We should never have that Pharisaical spirit. But we want to be fruitful unto God. We want to have much fruit on our tree. Because the word says, if the axe is laid to the root of the tree, and he that bringeth forth not much fruit, he's cut down, he's hewn down, and cast into the fire. But a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, that treasure is the fruit of the Spirit of God that dwells in you and I that are filled with his Spirit. Now, any man that have not the Spirit of God is none of his. And you know, in a lot of places we go where they call in the church, you have people sitting there, and they're angry. They're mean. They're evil. They won't speak to you. They act like they got it all, and you're nothing. That is not the fruit of God's Spirit. Glory to God. It's not the fruit of God's Spirit. But that which is good comes out of the heart of a good treasure. A spirit-filled being, spirit-filled man or woman, and you walk in the love of Christ. When you notice when Christ dealt with sinners, he didn't turn none of them away. Whatever their problem was, he dealt with it, and he dealt with it in the spirit of love. But he took authority over those dark spirits that were in control of their lives at that time. He cast them out. He healed the sick. He opened the blind eye. He unstopped the deaf ear. He made the dumb to speak. He even brought the dead to life. The fruit of God's Spirit in you and I allows us to do the same thing, because we are ambassadors for Christ. That's right. We got full authority, power of attorney in the Holy Ghost that is in you and I to do everything that Jesus did and more. For he said, the things that you have seen me do, ye shall do and greater. God is still waiting on somebody to release themselves to his Spirit and allow those greater works to be manifested through you, because it's not you and I that do the work, but it's the Spirit of God that works in us and works through us to manifest what he desires. You and I are the hands. You and I are the feet. You and I are the eyes and the voice of God in this earth realm. He went back to heaven, but he sent his spirit to you and me to accomplish that which he had decreed from the beginning when he told Adam to take dominion over the earth. That means we're supposed to be ruling this earth just like God rules heaven. But because of sin and because of the desires of the flesh, we don't allow the fruit, the good fruit, to come out because we walk in the flesh. All have sinned and come short of the glory. Doesn't mean you continue in sin. If you're born of the Spirit of God, you got no business practicing sin. None at all. Because the fruit of God's Spirit is righteousness. Righteousness means to be doing the things that are pleasing in the sight of God. You're right in his eyesight and not right in the sight of self, but in the sight of God. And when you do that which is pleasing to God, he's going to bless you and bless those you come in contact with. A good man out of the treasure of his heart bringing forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringing forth that which is evil. Evil. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 18. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. If you're full of the Spirit of God, you got no business walking in sin. You got no business being evil, being jealous, walking in strife or envy, because that's not the fruit of the Spirit of God. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You walk in the house of God and somebody's looking at you all crazy, judging you, they are not full of the Spirit of God. I don't care how often you walk in that door. You can go there every Sunday, every Wednesday, every service. But if you're not full of the Holy Ghost, you're none of his. He says he that have not the Spirit of God is none of his. So how can you walk in the fruit of something you don't possess? You can't. If I'm an orange, I can't act like a lemon. Because my fruit, my juice is supposed to be sweet, not bitter. We got to wake up today, children of God. We got to wake up. Stop playing, church. Get right and get real with the Lord. Repent of your sin. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. Receive that precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And then you can truly say that I've been born again. I've been renewed. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I walk not by the dictates of my flesh anymore, but the Spirit of God is in control in me because I have a new nature. It's the nature of God. The nature of God will constrain you to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God because he's going to give you direction. The Holy Ghost will teach you all truth and bring to remembrance every word that Jesus, the Lord God Almighty, has said to you. It's simple. The word tells us that a fool cannot err. Nobody needs to be, you don't have to have a college degree to be right with God. Some of us are so well learned in the world that we don't know nothing. We become so wise that we're ignorant. And the word of God tells us that the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the sight of God. Yeah, I might be wise in the sight of other men, but my wisdom in the sight of God is nothing. It's nothing. It's time to bring forth fruit unto righteousness, fruit that brings in souls. God put us here for fellowship. He put us on this earth to establish his kingdom in the earth realm, to let Satan know that even though I cast you down here, you still don't run nothing. You don't own nothing. He couldn't take over heaven. He's got no business being allowed by the church to rule in the earth. We have the power. We have all authority over every spirit of darkness. We have the power to speak life. We have the power to speak deliverance. We have the power to speak healing. We plant seed, we water, and God gives the increase. Yes. You and I that are filled with the Spirit of God. You've been called to a vocation, not a vacation. It's not called to kick back and say, I got the Holy Ghost. I'm good. And you just go to church and clap your hands and get your praise on and shout in a dance. But you walk out the door and you're not equipped to do what God has called you to do. God has called us to a work. He's called us to win souls, to bring in that which is lost. Yes, to be a witness. He says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall be witnesses unto me. That means you will be. You can't sit back and act like you are it and that nobody's nothing else. Nobody's got it but you. No, that's not the Spirit of God. That's not the fruit of his Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bring forth good fruit. good fruit is soul winning. Soul winning. It ain't about the houses and the cars and the lands. A new husband, a new wife. Everybody wants those things. But God said, I want you to bring forth spiritual fruit. I want you to bring somebody out of darkness. I want you to plant the seeds of righteousness. Plant my word in their heart and water that word. Just because you don't see the result of your work doesn't mean that it didn't accomplish anything. Many times I planted seed, many times I watered, and they never came to the ministry I was in. Never came. But I know that the word of God will not return void because he said it would prosper. And the thing went to it is sin. If you put the word out, it's going to prosper. You don't have to see it, but you got to know by faith that your word was not wasted. Why? Because it's not your word. It's the word of God that you're pouring out. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Psalms 1 and 3. Psalms 1 and 3. Division of Psalms chapter 1. Verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What is that river of water? It's the heart, it's the Holy Ghost. Woo, yes, Lord, that river of water that is planted in us. A tree, a strong tree. A tree planted by water isn't weak, doesn't fall over, don't break down. It grows up strong because it's being nourished. We're nourished by the word of God. We're nourished through the spirit of God. Yes, and we'll bring forth fruit in our season. We'll not wither, and whatsoever we do, we'll prosper. Not talking about greed, but we're talking about growing. The ministry, we're talking about growing God's church. People. God created man for fellowship. When he created Adam in the beginning, they were in perfect fellowship. Adam didn't know nothing about sin. Eve didn't know nothing about sin. All they knew was the righteousness of God. And they did the things that were pleasing unto him. Up until the fall, that's when sin came in. But God had a plan even then. To restore man, to reconcile us unto himself, that we'll be back in right relationship with the Lord. And that's what the power of the Holy Ghost is. Brings you back in the correct relationship with the Lord God Almighty. That he can talk with you and you can talk with him. Communicate and walk together. How can two walk together except they agree? Woo! What a glorious save, salvation we have. The fruit, the good tree. I want to be a good tree. What do you want to be today? Want you to examine yourselves today. Don't look at nobody else. Don't look at your pastor. Don't look at your brother. Don't look at your sister. Don't look at mom and daddy. But I want you to get in that mirror and examine yourself to see if you in the faith. Are you bringing forth fruit unto God? If you are good, if you're not, it's time to repent. It's time to check yourself. It's time to change your M.O. Time to change your method of operation. If what you've been doing ain't working, not bringing you the peace and the joy that you've been seeking, it's time to seek the will and the way of God. Let him order your steps. Let him establish your path. Let him lead you in the way that he would have you to go. Woo, glory to God. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Thoughts to prosper you, to bring you to an expected end. What is your expectation of life? Glory to God. Glory to God. Getting ready to open the prayer line right now. If you desire prayer, you want to get yourself right in the sight of God, you examining yourself, and you see where you're coming short, or you just need to be strengthened a little bit. You want to do more for the God, for the Lord, give us a call right now. The local number is 318-484-2500. If you're out of the area, that number is 877-464-2500. God wants to meet you at the point of your need today. You know, I will pray with you. We'll put our faith together for God to release into your life and to into my life that which is needed most. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Call that number right now, 484-2500, locally. Out of the area, it's 1-877-464-2500. God will do what you need done. He didn't come to call the righteous, but he came to call sinners unto repentance. He said, I came to save that which was lost. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for the word today. While we're waiting on someone to call, I want to read from Psalms 92. Glory to God. Psalms 92, verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. You never see a palm tree fall down. You don't see a palm tree break. Why? Because when you're right in the sight of God, not in the sight of man, but in the sight of God, he strengthens you. He builds you up. He molds you and he shapes you. Woo! Glory to God. Like a cedar tree. Cedar tree is strong and it grows and it's of much use. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of the Lord. Your body is the temple of God. So he wants to plant himself in you and you become his planting. And then you, woo, glory to God, can flourish in the courts of the Lord. You're fruitful in the things of the Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. I love that. I love that. I'm not as young as I used to be. Getting up there. But I have no people that are 20, 30 years older than me in their 80s and 90s, still bringing forth fruit unto God. Body might be growing old and getting weak, but that spirit is strong. The spirit of God in them is sound. They're still being used by God, still being blessed by the Lord. I don't know about you, but I want to be fruitful unto God in my old age. I want to be said, they shall be fat and flourishing. What does it mean to flourish? It means to continue to grow. Woo! I want to continue to grow in the Lord. Don't want to get to one spot and get complacent like I did in my past. But I want to grow. I want to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory in the Lord, that he can use me more and more to accomplish that what he wants to accomplish, so that somebody that's suffering don't have to suffer. No, I don't forget where I came from. I don't forget my past. I don't forget when I was lost because I'm saved. But because I'm saved and I remember where I used to be and what I used to do, my heart is like the heart of God. I have compassion on those that are without. I want to see them blessed, even my neighbors, even my friends, even my enemies. I want to see them saved. I want to see them blessed. I want to see them at peace. I want them to know the joy of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Where is your heart today? What kind of tree are you today? What kind of fruit are you bringing forth today? Are you bringing forth fruit unto righteousness? Or are you walking in wickedness in this day? Oh, you need to check yourself. Check yourself. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 60. I'm ready to pray with anyone that desires prayer today. Isaiah 60, verse 21. Thy people also shall be all righteous. Mm-hmm. That means you're walking in obedience with God. You're not allowing your flesh to take control. The word tells us to mortify the deeds of the flesh. That means bury it, embalm it. Don't let it rule. Don't let it do nothing. Before your salvation, you were ruled by the flesh and by Satan. But now that the Spirit of God dwells in you, you should be ruled only by the Spirit of God Almighty. Woo! Let Jesus lead you. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting. Who planted his spirit in you? It was God. It was the Lord. Mm-hmm. The work of my hands, God made us all, that I may be glorified. See, it's no longer about self no more. It's not about me, myself, and I, but it's all about glorifying God, doing the things that lift him up, that magnify him, that praise his name. And you and I reap the benefits of walking in righteousness with God. Woo! My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Glory to God. Isaiah 61 and 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. My life was in ruin. My life was nothing but ashes. Everything I was doing was bringing me temporary relief, temporary joy. But God says, yes, Lord, that he'll take that ugly, torn up life that I was living and you're living and turn it, maybe make it beautiful. Well, how? By your repentance, by you turning your heart to God, by you being filled with his spirit. You get a new nature. The old man is killed out. Glory to God. The oil of joy for mourning. What is that oil? It's the power of the Holy Ghost. No longer am I mourning over my life because my life has been changed. Your life can be changed today. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When I was in the world, when you was in the world, you knew things were just working out wrong. Seemed like everything you tried to do would come against you. You start winning and all of a sudden you're losing. You're just feeling terrible. Feel like the weight of the world was on your shoulder. But Jesus said, I'll give you the garment of praise. How is that possible? Because by your spirit, by the spirit of God being in you, you know that God always causes you to triumph. So no matter what's coming up down the line, be it the next hour, the next day, the next week, or the next month, you already know that you're victorious in Christ. So I don't have to wait until I get my blessing. I can bless him right now because I know it's on the way. I can praise him right now because I know that whatever I face, God is with me because he's in me. And he's already given me the victory before I even see it. Woo! What a blessing. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. That is favor. Mm-hmm. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness of the Lord, of the Lord. When somebody sees you, they ought to see God. Before you even open your mouth, they ought to sense the spirit of God in you, just like you can. When you see somebody and you know they're wicked and they're evil, before they even open their mouth, there's a discernment that lets you know, man, you better stay away from that one. Don't deal with that one. But by that same token, when a child of the King who is full of the Spirit of God walks in a room, it changes the atmosphere. Everybody recognizes that God is in you because your spirit feels. Everywhere you are, he is. He's an omnipresent God. He don't leave you when things are going wrong. He don't leave you when you're going through your trials and your tribulations. But he's right there keeping you, guiding you, speaking word of comfort. So that you can praise God. Anybody can praise the Lord when you're walking on the mountaintop where you can see everything and everything is looking good. But when you're in the valley, when you're going through your dark time, when you're going through your trial, when you're going through your testing, when you're going through persecution, will you praise God then? Will you still be a tree of righteousness? Will you still bring forth good fruit? Doesn't matter what you're going through. If you know that God is with you, you know that he's your keeper. He promised never to leave you, never to forsake you, always there. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Always there, keeping you, keeping me, guiding us into all truth. Verse 11. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. As I said before, you and I are the ambassadors of the Lord. We are his representatives. So as we continue to plant good seed, to plant the word, to water the word, God will bring forth the fruit. God will bring forth good things. Why? So the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. So it's not just about you, not just about me, but it's about this entire world that we need to reach out to. We need to reach out to the lost, reach out to the hurting, reach out to the backslider, reach out to one another as we go through, walk in that love, do the things that bring forth fruit unto God, unto the Lord. What a blessing. What a blessing. John chapter 15. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm just so excited today. Glory to God. John chapter 15, verse number 8 tells us, herein is my Father glorified, that ye, you and I, bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. You're not doing anything to bear fruit unto God? A disciple is what? A follower. If you're not following God, you're not going to be fruitful. If you're just going through the motions, if you're just playing church on Sunday and on whatever day you have Bible study and the prayer meeting and the various groups, the usher board, the deacons, if you are not bearing fruit, if you're not winning souls, oh, I got to tell you, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Because you got to bear fruit unto God. He said, bear much fruit. That means you got to constantly plant that seed, constantly water that word, constantly witness. So shall you be my disciples. Disciples follow. Are you following the word and the will of God? Or are you doing your own thing? Is it all about what you want? Is it all about what I desire, what I need? Or is it about the will of God for your life and the will of God for others? We need to wake up this morning, this afternoon. Walk in the light as he is light. But they that in darkness stumble and fall. But God wants us to walk in the light. Philippians 1 and 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Full of the fruits of righteousness. Full of the Spirit of God. Fully obeying. Fully doing out of joy the will of God. Yes. The word says, let all things, let everything that you do be done as unto God and not unto man. That means I shouldn't be complaining if I got to go witness. I shouldn't be complaining about cleaning the church. Shouldn't be complaining about anything. But I'm doing it with joy as unto the Lord because I know that it's going to bring forth fruit and glory and praise unto the Lord God Almighty. I thank God for this time in the Word today. Thank God for all of you who are listening. And I know that next Monday I'll be back at the same hour. Hopefully someone will get that boldness and desire to pray with me. Let's pray together. It's not my prayer, but it's corporate prayer. It's the power of unity. Where there's unity, there is strength. And I thank God for all of you today. Looking forward to coming back to be with you again. And join me when you can on Facebook every morning at 9 a.m. for third hour prayer. That's Minister Reginald Jackson. On Facebook every morning at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Sundays at 9:30. God bless you. Love you. Can't wait to see you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Kingdom Builders Apostolic. You've been listening to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria, where there's Wednesday Bible study at 6:30 p.m., Sunday prayer at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship services at 11 a.m. Each Monday through Saturday, third hour prayer and the word at 9 a.m. On Friday, women overcoming obstacles at 6 p.m. And we're on Facebook and Periscope. For more ministry information and gifts and donations, it's www.kingdombuildersmin.com. Each Monday at 1 p.m., it's Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries on KAYT-KQJO-FM.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
smoke, you might be in hell. That's real. Gotta realize, cutty, you know when it's at, so I ain't buying nothing you selling. Felon. So don't even bother with me, cause I got the Father with me. I'm passing you, felon. Felon. Yes, I got a lot of passion to go out and testify about his goodness and his mercy. I can never let it die. Out of me flow living water. I can never let it dry because I know my flesh is messing. It is never satisfied. Fire. Simple desires I cannot gratify because I'm only human. Will never work as an alibi. You better believe I'm ready. So when it's time to battle, I come with the Holy Ghost and make sure you hear my battle cry. Told y'all we won't stop till you know what. Holiness is what we stand for. Hey. You don't like it, I'm not sorry. Holy Ghost, F-I-R-E.
Close to me, fire. JoJo's Flowers, located in Bunky, Louisiana, is currently looking for a full-time employee. You must have a knack for flowers, gifting, and love this type of work. The requirements are to be great at customer service, sales, and must have a valid driver's license for delivery. JoJo's Flowers is looking for someone who's energetic, computer literate, and good at Facebook and Instagram. Please send resumes to jojosflowers@yahoo.com. That's JoJosFlowers@yahoo.com. JoJo Flowers is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Central Louisiana native and author Clarence Hunter has a series of books you have got to check out, including Sonya Life. What was Alexandria like back in the days of segregation? Find out why Louis Satchmo Armstrong came to Alexandria once and said he'd never come back again. And then there's Stop, Rest, and Read, a compilation of short stories. You'll forget about your own problems when you laugh and cry with the characters in this book. Go Tell John captures what life was like for a young colored boy growing up in Central Louisiana in the 1950s. Read about Lee Street, Club Tuxedo, the Rendezvous Lounge, Sugar Man's Pool Hall, and the Ritz Theater. And finally, Rest in the Dust, a story of the segregated South, racism in law enforcement, and the military. This series of books by author Clarence Hunter is available on Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. Author Clarence Hunter at Clarence_Hunter@MSN.com and www.ClarenceHunter.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
This is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center for this Monday. There's a winter storm warning in effect and a wind chill advisory as well. Here in the central city, there'll be morning snow with a high of 28, overnight lows at 11. A wintry mix in the morning for Natchez, Mississippi with a high of 24 and a low at 10. Lake Charles will see a morning wintry mix with a high of 30 and a low overnight at 12. Morning snow in Monroe with a high at 24 and a low overnight at 11. Shreveport will get morning snow with a high at 24 and a low at 6. And that's a look at your Monday wintry weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.